When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today, we'll talk about how to get ready to make your dining and FastPass Plus reservations. That's coming up on this, episode 65 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 65. I am happy to have you. As always, a quick reminder that you should take time to connect and find me on social media, including the Facebook page and on Pinterest, where there are lots of ideas posted there every single day. Also, somebody recently asked me about the music that I use for the podcast, and I just thought it would be interesting to mention that my goal in finding music for the intro and outro was to have something that I could purchase that would sound like Disney without being Disney, because of course Disney's music belongs to them and I can't use it. And so that was sort of the goal. I listened to hundreds of different songs and finally found one that I thought sort of evoked the spirit without being Disney's. And I thought it was really funny because it actually is called Fantasyland. So it seemed appropriate that I would end up using it, and I really like it. So anyway, that's the answer to that question. We are going to talk today about getting ready for making your dining and FastPass Plus reservations, because I know it can be super stressful and tense. And, you know, there are literally minutes sometimes between people who can get reservations for certain things and people who don't. And so if you mess up or if you don't understand what you're doing, then you can sometimes miss out. So today I'm going to talk about how to get ready for that. And of course, at the end, I will have a quick tip of the day. So I want to mention that when I was first planning Disney World trips about 10 years ago for myself, I was just as overwhelmed and stressed out as many of you. I think it's gotten worse in the 10 years that I've been planning trips. But back then, we made reservations on the phone, not online. And so I dug out my old planning binder. And I was cracking up because I have a bulleted list in my binder that was telling me how to make dining reservations. So back then, what I did, and a lot of people did, was we memorized the phone system. So whereas people now go online and they try to figure it out before the day comes to make the reservations, we used to just dial the number and memorize the prompts. So press 3, press 2, press 1. And so I just wanted to quickly read my instructions because I thought they were really funny. So my instructions have the phone number and it says put on redial the night before and then call a few minutes before the phone lines open up. Have the credit card ready if needed, because some of them required it, some of them didn't. And then hit redial when the time came. If you hear the words, our office is closed, hang up. If you hear the words, at this time, they are open. After a pause, you'll hear, if you're calling to make, and then press 1. Then you'll hear, if you're calling from Orlando, press 1. Once a real person comes on, tell them hello, which cracks me up. I actually wrote to say hello because I wanted to be polite instead of just rushing right into my request. And then give the person the short name of the meal, how many people are in your party, and the date and time. And these instructions were just to make it efficient so that the person on the other end could quickly look it up and book it for you, but while still being polite, obviously. So anyway, this system worked, and it was something we used for a long time until it became an online system. And so this concept of sort of being stressed out about getting your hard-to-get reservations is not new, but it has just changed shapes. So I want to talk separately about dining reservations and getting ready for those versus FastPass Plus reservations, but there are some things they have in common. So the first thing, I'm going to give you some things I would like you to do for both, and then we'll get into specifics of each one. So first of all, let's talk about setting up your My Disney Experience account. Now, there's a very good chance that you've already done that because that's what you use to book your hotel reservation a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of people have that, but I would be remiss to not at least mention it. So get your My Disney Experience account set up, first of all. Second of all, make sure everybody is listed in your My Disney Experience account that you want to be included on your dining or fast pass reservations, because when you go to make those reservations, it will ask you who's going to be included with you. And so you want to make sure everyone's listed. If you have people joining you that are not on your hotel reservation, you can add them as sort of, you know, just extra people on your account. And that's not a big problem. So for instance, if you have a room that has your family of three or four people on it, but you have some friends joining you, just add those friends as sort of dummy accounts in your My Disney Experience account so that when you go to select them for your dining reservation, for instance, they are already listed there and you don't have to stop and type their name in. So just make sure everybody who's going to be included on anything is listed there. If they happen to have their own My Disney Experience account, and you're responsible for making reservations for other people, also make sure you are linked, and that when you are linked as friends and that you've both given each other permissions to see their information, that they show up in your account. For instance, I have a friend who is linked to me in My Disney Experience, and so I can see her current hotel reservations, her dining reservations, her tickets, all that kind of stuff. So make sure you're linked to people, and or that you have people listed in your account so that when it's time to make the reservations, you have them as an option. Another thing you need to make sure to do is to use your computer and not the app, because the computer is much more reliable and has more options, and you can research much easier from the computer. Now, when you're in the parks, the app is the easiest way to do it because you're walking around and you're not sitting at a computer. But when you're at home making these reservations, do it from the computer because you'll have a lot more success that way. Another suggestion I have is that you log out before making reservations, like say 15 minutes beforehand, and then log back in fresh. And this is especially important if you are staying on site. On-site people get to make more reservations in one sitting than off-site people. And I'll talk about that more in just a minute in detail. But when you log out and back in, it should show you all the dates of your trip. If you don't do that, it will often only show you the first day of your trip. So my suggestion is to just make sure you log out and back in, even though it may look like you're logged in. So for instance, when I go to DisneyWorld.com, it'll say, "Hello, Shannon," but that's sort of a stale login. And so if I went online right now to try to make reservations for my entire trip that was 180 days from now, it wouldn't give me all my dates, even though it clearly knows who I am. So log out, log back in. That is my suggestion. So that sort of summarizes my advice that covers both situations, but let's get into some specifics. So dining reservations are the first one that we're going to talk about. So to clarify, people who are staying on site and have hotel reservations made can make dining reservations 180 days before their trip begins, and they can make it for their whole trip up to 10 days. This concept confuses a lot of people because they're like, okay, I heard that it's 180 plus 10. So does that mean I can make it for 190 days ahead of time? Not exactly. It just means that 180 days before your trip begins, you can make it for 10 days at a time. So if you were to make a reservation for the 10th day of your trip, that would indeed be 190 days away, but it is not exactly 190 days in advance of your whole trip. So I hope that, I don't know, that sounds confusing to me every time I try to explain it. But the bottom line is that people who are staying on site get to make it all in one sitting, as opposed to having to call or get online every day to make reservations. Off-site people can make reservations 180 days before dining at a location. So if your trip begins on a Saturday, but your first dining reservation isn't until Sunday, you're going to want to make that Sunday reservation 180 days before that Sunday. And you will have to get online or call every day that you want to dine at a Disney World restaurant. On-site people get to do it in one sitting. And I recommend doing this on the website. The website opens up at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And the phone lines open up at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So my recommendation for everybody is to be online a little bit before 6 a.m. Eastern time and to have the phone number handy just in case, because there have been recent reports of the website not working. And so the people that want the reservations often end up calling at 7 a.m. because they couldn't make them online. So the number for that is 407-WDW-DINE. And I highly recommend having that handy just in case the website isn't working for you. Or if you have issues with ones that you did make and you want to call to straighten some things out, it's a good backup plan. Another tip for preparing for dining reservations is to have your credit card already stored in your account. You will need a credit card for every reservation that you make. And that's because Disney earlier this year or late last year, I can't remember when this happened, they instituted a $10 charge if you don't show up for dining reservation. And so they need to have a credit card on file for that in case you don't come. Your credit card will be charged for a few things like dinner shows or Cinderella's Royal Table. It will be charged at the time that you make it, even if you're on the Disney dining plan. So you will be charged now for a few of the reservations. And then when you show up for the reservation, you can say, I want to use Disney dining plan credits. They will refund your credit card. Then they will charge you the two credits. But at the time that you make it, 180 days beforehand, you will be charged the credit card. This only applies to a few dining reservations. I will list the list of them in the show notes, but you should know that even if you're on the Disney dining plan. But for everything else, you need to have a credit card already stored just in case you don't show up. You need to cancel those. If you decide not to eat somewhere and you know you're not going to, you need to cancel them by midnight beforehand. So if you're in the parks and you're really tired and you know that the next day is not going to go as planned, just make sure those are canceled by midnight the night before and you won't be charged. Disney says you need to cancel these 24 hours ahead of time, but the reality is that it's by midnight. So if you have a 6 a.m. breakfast and you want to cancel it at 11 p.m. the night before, you'll be okay to do that. Another thing to mention about cancellation fees is that if part of your party shows up, but not the rest of the party, you will not be charged for that. As long as part of your group shows up, they typically let you go through without any cancellation fees. Another thing to look for, and this is something that my son and I often do, is if you show up at a different time than your reservation. So for instance, your reservation's at 6, but you decide to go at 5 and see if you can get in. Make sure that they check you in for your 6 o'clock reservation, because sometimes people will eat at 5, then be charged the cancellation fee for their 6 o'clock reservation. So just when you check in at the restaurant, make sure that they check you in and then make sure your credit card doesn't get charged. If it does get charged, it's easy to reverse. You just call Disney and they'll remove it, but it's just something to look for just in case. So in order to store your credit card, you will want to go to your My Disney Experience account and click on My Profile, and then there's a payment method section where you can add your credit card there. So do that before it's time to make your dining reservations. Another thing to consider is that you can practice making dining reservations. Anybody can make dining reservations for any time. So why not do it before your 180 days hits, just so you get familiar with the system? Just search for restaurants, see how the search works, see what questions are asked, etc., and make reservations if you like. You can then turn around and just cancel them and it's no problem. But at least you will feel more comfortable with the system at that point. Another thing to do is to put your dining reservations in order of difficulty, not chronological order. So before you get on to book, make sure that you are prioritizing things like Be Our Guest dinner at the top of the list, any character meals, particularly if they are at coveted times, like before the parks open, something like that. Those get higher priority than something else that is not in high demand. So put them in that kind of order, not in chronological order, and then make them that way. Another thing to consider is that you can use more than one computer at one time to make reservations. So you may want to get a couple computers logged in and have multiple people ready to make those reservations if you would like. This is really only important if you happen to have a couple of hard to get reservations, particularly character meals, that you'd like to get and you have more than one person that's willing to try. So you can go ahead and do that ahead of time just to make sure that you increase your chances. So I think that's going to be it on getting ready for dining reservations. Let's talk about FastPass Plus reservations. These can be made 60 days beforehand for on-site guests. And just like dining reservations, these can be made for the whole trip in one sitting. Off-site guests can make them 30 days before the day they will be in a park. So once again, if you're an off-site guest, you will need to get online multiple days in a row to get FastPass Pluses for your entire trip. But on-site guests get to do it 60 days beforehand, and they can do it for their whole trip. Before that day hit, and this is at midnight Eastern time, by the way. Dining reservations are at 6 a.m. Eastern time. FastPass Plus is at midnight Eastern time. It doesn't always open up right at midnight. Sometimes it can be as late as 1 a.m. Eastern time, but it will open up between 12 and 1 or so. Officially, I think it's supposed to be midnight, but the system doesn't always switch over. So don't freak out if you don't see it. It will appear. And remember, if I said at the beginning, make sure you log out and back in so you can see your whole trip. So midnight Eastern time, and this is, you know, a lot of people get confused because they said, okay, it's at midnight, but it's 60 days beforehand. I'm confused. Do I stay up? It's 61 days before your trip, or 31 days if you're offsite. You will be staying up late for most people in the United States to get these. So, for instance, I'm in Central Time. So 61 days before my trip begins, I would be online at 11 p.m. making these reservations. I hope that is clear. You want to, before this happens, to have your tickets linked in your account. If you booked a package through Disney that includes a hotel room and tickets, your tickets will already be linked in your account automatically. If you purchase them separately, you will need to make sure that you link them in your account. You can do that easily from the phone, your phone app, or you can do it from the website. Just make sure your tickets appear in your account. So I mentioned that on dining reservations that you can practice doing those. FastPass Plus, you can practice if you bought your ticket separately. If you have a package, you cannot practice FastPass Plus reservations because the system will not recognize your tickets until it's time to make FastPass Plus. However, if you bought your tickets separately, the system will recognize that you have active tickets and they will allow you to make FastPass Plus reservations. So if you buy them separately, go ahead and practice, make FastPass Plus reservations for any days over the next 30 days or so, and just see what that's like. And of course, cancel it. You don't want to take reservations from someone else who's really going to be there. And like dining reservations, I would recommend putting your FastPass Plus reservations in order. Now, this is not as important for most of your FastPass Plus reservations, but if you happen to want to meet Anna and Elsa and you happen to want to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, those should be your two top priorities. Anna and Elsa's first priority, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train would be second. Everything else is going to be fairly easy to get if you're online 60 or 30 days beforehand. But those two are very difficult. If you cannot get them at your time that you're online to book them, then I would suggest that you just monitor the link I gave in the last episode or a recent episode that shows current FastPass Plus availability, because they often do pop up because people will cancel them or Disney will release more. So I know it's stressful, and if you don't get them, it can be very, very disappointing. I didn't have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train for my last trip either and ended up going straight there when the park opened. But it's certainly a possibility. They're high demand, and lots of people are competing for those. So if you don't, you know, I would try for them first, but if you don't get them, then use the link that I mentioned in a previous episode, which I will link to again in the show notes for this episode, and just see if they happen to pop up and then go snag one. I have seen them pop up a lot recently, so a lot of people that previously were frustrated did end up getting those reservations. So anyway, I hope that's helpful and that you can sort of get ready for your FastPass Plus or dining reservation days without feeling too stressed out. I do have a quick tip that will help you find some dining reservation openings. And this link is a link that I use for my trips, and it's on DisneyDVCresale.com. And when you go there, there is a menu item that says dining search. And when you click on it, it doesn't look like much at first, but when you type in the dates for your trip and where you would like to eat. And that's where you sort of start to see the magic of this tool, because it will show you all the different options that you have and what's currently available. The reason this is great is because Disney's website is difficult to search. So Disney's restaurant search tool will ask you to search for a specific day or a specific restaurant, and that doesn't always make sense. So for instance, I might decide, okay, I know I'm going to be at Epcot on this day. I don't really care where I eat, but I don't want to search one by one all the different restaurants on the Disney site. So I go to this site, I put in Epcot and the date I want, and it shows me all the availability. I click on the one that makes the most sense to me. It takes me right to Disney's website and I book it. Another great way to use this tool is if there's a restaurant you really want to eat at, but you didn't make the reservation 180 days beforehand. Let's say it's Ohana, which can be hard to get into. You could put in the whole date range for your trip. You could type Ohana, and then you could see when it's available during your trip and then book it. That way you don't have to search for every single day, which can be kind of laborious using Disney's website. So I just really love this tool. It's sort of randomly available on this DVC website, It's great. So DisneyDVCResale.com is the URL. Click on Dining Search and it'll take you right there. And of course, it is going to be linked in the show notes. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, including all the show notes I've mentioned, you can visit WDWPrepSchool.com/episode 65. That is the number 65. Until next time, I will see you on the site.